Art for Land started as an offshoot of Acres for Oroville, and that was really started by Jasmine and Aravinda, who were at Oro Orchard with me. And then the next year, the Unity Pavilion took over with Jai and her team. This year we were joined by the Oroville Art Service, and the team has grown. It's a wonderful, wonderful action, Art for Land.
Tonight is the closing night of the event, the whole event.
Right.
But if somebody wants to contribute towards the land, wants to buy more art, mm-hmm. and contribute in some ways, how do they do that?
Now, this is a good question, because we have to return the art to the artists. So if people are interested, they should react quickly. If not, they could, they can go on the Art for Land website and they could see which works appeal to them. If there's a red dot, it means the work has been sold. But if they see something that they would like to donate for, then they could take down the name of the work and the artist and contact the Unity Pavilion, who would ask the artist, are you still interested in this work going to this person? And of course, people can always donate to Acres for Oroville, because we have a success barometer. And this success barometer shows our collective dynamism for the land.
Here we are raising, through a lot of effort in 1 month, we are raising 8 lakhs. We can actually raise, I think it is, if we give a small amount, everybody, a few people give a bit more because they have more, and a few people give just 10 rupees, we can raise 44 lakhs in a year now, without any pain and any effort, nothing which you cannot afford, no. No strain at all. So what are we waiting for? Orovillians who are in Oroville, they can actually donate towards a piece and do it on a monthly basis. I did it last year, because I bought more art than I could afford at last year. So I gave the donations over a whole year I was giving on a monthly basis. No. So this also, these things makes it possible for everybody to do something, you know, and it's beautiful, beautiful art.
Not only food for the stomach, but also food for the land. That's what it's for. So we see if this donation increase the movement,
the awareness
of giving. And in Oroville, giving should be the best thing. I think when you give, automatic you receive.
Yes. Giving is receiving.
Giving is receiving, but you have to trust.
I appreciated the art. I wish more people were here. I came 2 or 3 times and spent some time with the art. It was very, very lovely. I even bought a piece of art and was happy to make a contribution for the land, and also really grateful to see the mother's art, because a lot of people may not even know that she was an artist, and so they did a wonderful job with that presentation. I especially enjoyed that part.
What is the webpage to look for?
You go on COLAAP, COLAAP.org, or now it has a new name, so you could also go, and it's easier to remember, to land.oroville.org. And then you'll see there's how to donate.